This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. Joining us in our Washington, D.C. studios is Carrie Hannon, a nationally recognized expert on career transition, reinvention, and retirement. Carrie has covered business and personal finance for Forbes, Money, U.S. News & World Report, and USA Today. Carrie is also the AARP jobs expert and is author of Great Jobs for Everyone 50+. Welcome to the show, Carrie.
Hello. Great to be here, ladies.
As you know, Carrie, Kathy and I have gone through our own reinvention. And not exactly your typical career path, of course. What were we thinking, Kathy?
I don't know.
But how would you advise somebody who's just starting to look for a job in that's 50 and over, either entering or trying to find a new career path?
You know, it's really interesting. There's a lot going on here. I mean, there are sort of two sets of people in this age group that are looking to do something new. Either they want to continue working because they actually need the income. You know, they're worried because we are living longer and healthier lives. They don't want to outlive their money, so they need the income. And there's the other set that really wants to do something meaningful. They kind of reach a point and say, hey, is this all there is? What should I be doing? So I you know, you kind of figure out which path are you on. And I try to encourage people, don't do anything rash. Take your time if possible. You know, slow down and think about what it is you really want to do. And sort of cast a wide net. What's out there with my skill set that I might be able to move into?
Well, and also, so then to really hit this age thing head on.
Yeah, don't ignore it.
You know, we are what we are. We're 50.
And I'm so glad I'm in radio because nobody can see us. Isn't that wonderful? The face for radio. Well, let me ask you, how important is it to be really up on technology? I mean, we know how to type, obviously, on a computer. But, of course, there's Facebook and LinkedIn. For really getting those job tips and really seeing who's out there, how important is it?
You know, it is. It's not negotiable anymore. You have absolutely got to be online. Don't be a Luddite. Get out there. Have a LinkedIn account. Have a Facebook. Do the Twitter thing. What happens is I'm a big believer in LinkedIn. And in fact, I don't even have a resume myself. I say, look at my LinkedIn profile and you'll find out who I am. But get it out there. Employers are looking online. They're doing their job hunting. They're posting jobs online. And here's the cool thing. You know, I mentioned networking. You really need to, people hire people they know or people they know. So if you can see a job posted on LinkedIn or one of the other job boards, you can go on your LinkedIn contacts and say, who do I know that works there? And then you can find your way into the door and say, hey, you know, you work here. Maybe you can help me. It's just a way of networking. And I think, but it's just, that's one thing an employer will look at and say, can you really handle the technology? Because it's key.
So for those of us out there that don't really know how to Facebook or how to do LinkedIn, are there courses out there that we could take?
Certainly. Community colleges often have, you know, nice programs that you can go to and get up to speed. And I also recommend, you know, tap into your kids or your nephews or your nieces.
I
talk to my 14-year-old niece a lot. She's excellent, you know, because they'll be patient with you.
And I want to ask you about, since you are the AARP jobs expert, what about the Work Reimagined initiative? I mean, it's pretty dynamic, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. And there's all kinds of great jobs coming up there. I love the discussion group on LinkedIn because you get a lot of support from other people. Questions are out there like, how have you dealt with this interview question? How do you deal with getting your resume ready? All these kinds of things. It's a very forward-looking opportunity that AARP has put together with Work Reimagined. They've got a great LinkedIn discussion group. As I mentioned, the website is terrific. I really encourage people to check it out because, you know, I enjoy it a lot myself, and I think that it's really what it's all about. It's looking forward, and I'm into this positivity stuff, and I think that's what you'll find there.
It is. And it is. It has a really big connection with LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, huge. So that website would be?
WorkReimagined.com.
I think it is.
I'm sorry. Well, double check that for me.
Okay.
But it is a terrific website, and you can get through the AARP.org website as well.
That website is workreimagined.aarp.org.
And Carrie, again, you know, just to not to, you know, beat a dead horse with this LinkedIn, but is it okay to reach out to these second and third connections and maybe even through somebody else say, hey, can you introduce me via LinkedIn?
You know, it's okay. It's a little bit delicate. So do it judiciously. I mean, don't ruin your friendships over this. Definitely. You know, and frankly, on LinkedIn, I don't connect with someone may invite me to link in with them. And if I don't actually know them or have worked with them, I don't. So I judge it. I'm pretty careful about that. I really want to make sure that, that it is, you know, truly someone I know and I can recommend.
And say we wanted to play all day but work at night. Are there any legitimate jobs out there that are legal?
Barbara.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh,
that she wouldn't be arrested for.
I think I might be too old for that job.
Yes. I think, what about this one? Do you like to bake? I mean, there's some really interesting opportunities for people who
like to
bake at night.
I
mean, because the bakeries and the, you know, even at a supermarket, they're opening in the morning. They need to have fresh goods. You know, if you like to cook, that's a possibility. How about the casino industry? I'm not saying it's for everyone, but there's some great opportunities. It's a growing industry, the casino industry.
And Barb, you like to play blackjack. So
there you go. Slot machines.
So there you go.
We want to ask you also about holiday jobs, which we really loved. And one in particular was Santa Claus. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm serious. You do have to have a little bit of the right build, but there is a demand for Santas for a certain period of the year. I mean, for a couple of weeks, I profile a gentleman in the book that works as Santa in a mall in Norman, Oklahoma. And he lives here in Maryland, but he goes there for, he starts the day after Thanksgiving, and he works until Christmas Eve, and he plays Santa. He lives out there, and it's fantastic, and he makes a decent wage doing it, and it's just for the holiday season. And I would suggest you're good with kids and you've had your flu shot.
Yeah. And you have a few extra pounds on you, although I'm sure you can always
use
those
suits. You can get the padding.
Right, because I've seen pictures of that Santa and he's very thin. Well, Carrie Hannon, AARP jobs expert and author of Great Jobs for Everyone 50 Plus, as always, you're a wealth of information. Thanks so much for chatting with the Two Boomer Babes.
Thanks, babes.
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime
at twoboomerbabes.com.